Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm told they are having conversations, and I don't expect the trade to happen before the draft. But I think what's going to happen is if Quinnon Mitchell ends up with the 12th pick, Denver, if you read my article on Monday, they either want to trade up to get a quarterback. That's going to be very tough. And if they can't trade up, they want to trade back for a couple of reasons. They don't have a lot of picks. They don't have a second-round pick. And they really can't take Bo Nix with the 12th pick of the draft. So I think what's going to happen, or what I've heard is happening, is that the Steelers right now are having conversations with potentially trading up to the 12th pick if Quinnon Mitchell ends up there.
Trading up to 12th for a cornerback out of Toledo. Please don't be true. I trust Tony Pauline. That was him with the PM team yesterday. This is the first guy that put out publicly that the Steelers were going to trade Deontay Johnson, and I believe he broke the story. So this is a guy of some repute here, Tony Pauline, and he's a big-time draft expert as well. What might it cost, then, if the Steelers do move up to 12th overall?
It's going to cost them the second-round pick, especially if there's competition with the Eagles. Oh. I mean, you know, it's supply and demand. So, you know, the more the Eagles want to move up to number 12, the more the Steelers are going to have to ante up.
Oh, my God. So you'd have to give up 20 and 51 to move up to 12th overall. By the by, Doran, the last time the Steelers moved up in the draft this far and made a trade with the Denver Broncos, they got Devin Bush.
Right.
So I'm going to say, please, dear God, I hope this isn't right. I don't dislike the player from Toledo. He had a really good Senior Bowl. He was not on a lot of radars. He played on the outside. Meanwhile, this Alabama corner that everyone loves played primarily in the slot. So there are reasons why teams may fall in love with Quinnon Mitchell. But I'm never, ever, 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 there aren't enough evers in the world trading up, giving up my second round pick for a cornerback, man. It's just not going to happen, especially given the needs the Steelers do have.
Unless it's like a Darrelle Revis. Like, unless it's you know that this guy is going to be a future all pro player. Like, I just really hope that this isn't true. And this kind of goes along with your theory with wide receiver and getting a wide receiver like a Puka Nacua, getting him late rounds or mid rounds. I feel the same way about corner. Unless it is a Darrelle Revis, unless it is a absolute surefire first round, like you guys going to walk in and be the man as soon as he walks in that building. I don't know that much about Quinnon Mitchell, but I just don't know if you're really need to be in the business of trading up to the 12th pick to pick a guy out of Toledo. I'm sorry. Like, you know, that's
fair or not. That's the way it's going to be looked at.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you could find, like, playing corner is athletically the toughest position to play on the field, but transition and mental hurdle wise, it's probably one of the easiest. There's not much that changes from each level of football whenever you play corner. You could get a guy that runs a 4.3 that is 6'6", 6'1", that you can get in the third round and say, you have to cover X. you have to cover Z, or you're going to drop into coverage and cover three or cover four, or you're going to play cloud corner and cover two. Like, that's really – you're going to blitz maybe a cat blitz every once in a while. Okay, cool. But, like, that's really it. I do think that you can get very, very high level of production players in the mid rounds that have size and can run instead of trading up for a guy that you think can be a guy instead of not just already being a guy. If he was already a guy that we knew.
Yeah, if okay. he's a sure thing or as close to a sure thing as you can be at the cornerback position
Fine.
In the draft, okay, I mean, I'll entertain it. I still wouldn't do it, and here's why. We agree corner is a need. You and I differ a little bit on what their top need is, but we both agree on their top, what, three needs, and that's for you wide receiver number one, I'll go offensive tackle, and then there's center. And then I think, yeah, I guess we could land on corner or even defensive line. But it's their third biggest need or their fourth biggest need, right? If you trade up to get that guy, you still need a tackle. You still need a center. You still need a wide receiver. And now guess what you don't have? A second-round pick.
And yeah.
So that's just, to me, not a good use of all the draft picks that you have. You've got two-thirds, and that's great. You've got the 51st pick. You've got the 20th pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to see them, if they do anything, trade back in a crew and acquire more picks because they have that many needs. But you'd be spending two draft picks basically on one player. That's bad. That's not smart.
Mm-mm.
I would only ever really trade up, Norm, for a quarterback. Like the Devin Bush thing. It scared me off from ever wanting to do that again. And now I know that they went up for Broderick Jones last year. I'm not talking about a three-slot trade-up. You didn't give up much. I think they gave up roughly the 200th pick.
Fourth-round
pick to move up three spots. Okay, that kind of stuff I'm okay with. But to give up two premium picks for one player who's going to jump from Toledo, where he's playing in the MAC, he's playing on, like, Tuesdays to playing every Sunday against T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and maybe Amari Cooper and guys of that ilk. Man, you are taking a big swing. And if you miss, that's fireable type stuff. If you're going to move up to 12, I mean, I guess there are players that I would entertain the conversation on. But my philosophy from now on is going to be, I'm not packaging those premium picks unless I'm getting a quarterback.
Yeah. Or an absolute. Like, absolute. Like, you walk in the building. I mean, Broderick Jones wasn't even an absolute. I'm talking absolute. Walk in the building. That is the dude.
A generational tackle.
Yes.
I can answer the phone and we can have that talk. If I'm Omar Khan, I ain't calling Denver on this one. And I'm not taking their call on this one. I mean, are you kidding me? Here's another thing. And I do trust Tony Pauline. I don't want to make this like a pee on Tony Pauline thing here. He's really good at what he does. I heard the interview he did with the PM team yesterday. This guy does his homework. This guy is sourced. He's talking about talking to GMs. He's locked in, this guy is. But there's one thing that I can't get out of my mind. Omar Khan told us he believes in Kenny Pickett. Omar Khan told us at the Combine he wants Mason Rudolph back, and now they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Is Omar Khan really going to have a leak come out of his operation here?
No.
And have a leak that's going to be so specific? You very rarely hear, team XYZ wants to trade up for player X, Y, or Z. You might hear, we've heard rumblings that the Steelers or the Bengals or whatever team wants to trade up. You very rarely hear, it's for cornerback blank out of Toledo.
Right.
So my hope is it is smokescreen season. I am hoping that this is some kind of smokescreen.
What if you trade the 20th and the 51st for the 12th and Courtland Sutton?
Well, at least then you've given up two assets and you got two players in return.
Would you do that?
I would like it more than the deal that we have just been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I would do that, though. Because I don't have enough faith in their development of the cornerback position.
But what if it's
years.
Not corner? What if it's just that you're just getting the 12th pick? And what if this is just floated out there for smokescreen, and then you end up getting Courtland Sutton, the 12th pick, and you give up your 20th and your 51st, but the 12th pick, I mean, whoever falls to that, I mean, it could be Brock Bowers. I mean, he's mocked around there. It could be a big-time tackle, Fuaga. Like, it could be anybody, but you have the 12th pick and Courtland Sutton. Would you do that?
If it's the best tackle on the board that they took at 12 and they got Courtland Sutton, I'm okay with it.
I think so, too.
I'm okay with it. You address my biggest need. You address your biggest need in wide receiver. You've still got two third-round picks. Maybe you could sneak back into the second round and get your center. Yeah, I think that deal, I would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us.
That's how I would sweeten the deal. If this is true, yeah, I'm going to throw a smoke screen. Hey, yeah, we like this guy, but we just want the 12th pick because we like another guy or whoever's going to fall to us because somebody's going to fall in a position that we need. But also to sweeten the deal, we want Courtland Sutton because we need a wide receiver. And we're probably not going to draft one at 12. I wouldn't say that, but we want the 12th pick and a receiver.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
You get the best available tackle at 12.
Yep.
Instead of waiting for whichever tackle shakes out to you at 20, and you get a receiver who I actually think is really good, and you convinced me of that the other day. Yeah, okay, I could do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.